Blog Talk Radio.
What can really make a man no golden money clips and honey dips don't make a brother no dough, don't make a brother golden. What can really make a man? Is he really real? Let me let you know the deal. What
makes a man golden? Is not what he's holding. I'm past all his sewing. And how fly his clothing. When brothers impress eyes, attraction's just natural. Just good conversation. Ain't got to be packing, no. Simple love money can't buy. Simple love's hard to come by. I don't need no sugar daddy. I could be a sugar mommy.
I'm a good girl, ain't too many good girls, no. Ain't too many good guys.
Got they own dough, got they own flow. Ain't looking for sugar no more.
Welcome to the code. I am your hostess, Imaj Alstate. I have my co-host on the line, Medisa. What's up, girlfriend?
Hey, boo. Hey, it's Friday.
Huh?
Hey.
It's Friday. Hello,
yes,
oh, so that's my same song for today. Joe had me in the floor early this morning. Like, I was in the floor in the morning just praying, like, have any time to put on work?
Okay.
We are ready for the weekend.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. I guess our other co-hosts, they tardy for the party. And last week, didn't we say?
That's all right.
We talked about them being tardy, and they still ain't
tardy,
coming in on
tardy.
Time. Let me tell y'all.
Still tardy. That don't make no sense.
You know?
Okay. I think I should get when it's time for merit increases, I think I should get a merit increase if I be on time.
I've
been late
every week.
In
3 years.
Except for the one
time
I forgot. Except for the time that I forgot that the time change and I was at the grocery store. Remember the first show after the time change? I thought it was 8:30 and I was at the grocery store. It's 7:30.
Out of control. So let's go ahead. We here. We on time. So let's go and say our disclosure. We drink, we cuss, we say inappropriate things because we are definitely your inappropriate friends on Friday night. So, yeah, grab a friend, get some wine, get some liquor, and just come on in and enjoy yourself with us this evening.
Girl,
topic,
speaking of liquor.
Oh, go ahead and grab your drink.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I had to go get my wine.
I had to get another run. I had to send. You know, I had to. It's so great having a child old enough to buy alcohol because I had to send her out on a run. But I was gonna say. Speaking of liquor, I tried this vodka today. It's peach infused vodka, and it's called Eddie's or something like that. They, you know how they be having the little. At the grocery store and stuff, they be having a little
Edie's. Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's girl, and you know I'll be the first to admit that I'm not great with hard liquor, but that was so smooth and nice. So I think I might have to go back because I just had a little sample of it and it was good. Like I could drink that and not have to mix it with nothing because it was distilled like 5 times or something like that, and then it was infused with natural peach. Girl. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just had to tell y'all about that because I was proud of myself. I set my game up a little bit.
Okay, now don't you drink too much of it now. So just because it's don't mean that it's not potent.
I know, and I didn't get it. I was like, oh, but I think I'm going to go back and get it because it was like, okay, that wasn't too bad. Like, I'm just not, I don't know what it is with me and hard liquor. I just don't do well, and especially mixed drinks, they always sneak up on me because if something tastes really good and it don't taste like it's alcohol, then I'll just find myself throwing it back and then looking up, and then I'll be, the world be spinning, you know, before you know it. You lay down,
you
the whole
drunk.
World spinning, you can't do nothing.
Right.
Just drunk, bro. Super drunk. Like, yeah, just messed up. Yeah, so. But okay, I'm sorry.
Wow.
You all right, girl? You all right? I mean, you drinking? Long as we got you under control, we good. We good.
Yeah.
Sarah will behave.
Now then, you have to find another name if you're in these streets doing extracurricular things, Sarah. Oh, so listen, Sarah. Our listeners, so remember last week? Remember we talked about how we needed to change Medusa's name for the show. Well, her new name is Sarah. So when she's doing these things that we don't necessarily agree with, she is Sarah. That is her name. It is
Sarah.
S-A-R-A. There is Sarah without an H.
Sarah Plain and short.
Sarah Plain and short.
Oh, my God.
So,
okay.
So that's Sarah Plain and short. So that's her. So tonight's topic, we are talking about extreme stalking. And what we mean by extreme stalking is that it's just some shit that just is overboard. Like, Medusa shared a interview about a lady who sent 65,000 text messages to her ex.
In Arizona. No, she met him on a dating site, and they was talking. And I don't know if it went left, but I'm assuming that what happened is he rejected her or something happened or he wasn't responding, but he got her locked up for stalking because she sent him 65,000 text messages, and she threatened him. Like, she told him that she would wear his body parts and something. Yeah, she said she would cut him up and wear his body parts, and also, like, she would cover herself in his blood. It was just, like, bizarre. But she said in the jailhouse interview, the portion that I watched, that she didn't say that. She's like, no, he's not in danger. I just love him so much. I just love him so much. I just want to love him so much, and if he doesn't want to love me.
Oh, man, let's get Ron in on the conversation, because Ron is here. Ron showed up. Hey, Ron, welcome.
Yes, Ron is here. What's going on, people?
Hey, boyfriend.
Hey, girlfriend.
How you doing?
Yeah, so
I don't know how I'm doing with these crazy women y'all talking about. That shit is bananas.
Bananas.
Like, and I'm
saying, yeah.
And so, as we get into this whole situation, has she ever met him? Like, had they ever had sex? I mean,
I don't know. So that's what I was trying to figure out. I only watched, like, a portion, because the interview, like, I saw that someone posted this story. Someone reposted the story from the news station out here in Arizona. And they were like, this lady, you know, they said it was just 65,000 text messages or whatever. And then in the that little portion of the interview that I saw, it was like she was saying that he wasn't in danger. But whatever she said to him, it was the first date. Like, they went on, from what I understand, is they went on one date. Right? And then she sent him 65,000 text messages saying, you know, basically, like, she was all in love. So she met him online, You know what I mean? They went on one date, and she was just over the top with him.
She was over the top for him.
Yeah.
Okay, so,
I found it.
I'm going to read the story to you. Okay, so real, it says, the title of it from Oxygen, it says, real life crazy ex-girlfriend charged with stalking and harassment after sending date 65,000 text messages. Oh, bitch, what kind of, I know they got unlimited, but god damn.
Oh, but did you?
I ain't did 65,000 of nothing. I ain't even shit 65,000 times in my life.
Ever. Ever. So, right. Did you? So look at the one. Look at the one from the Huffington Post. I think is the one. It has like a transcript kind of like that. So
okay.
She,
so let me go to the Huffington Post.
Yeah, go to that one.
Scrolling. I want to see the one from Huffington Post. Wait a minute. I was gonna
look
at her
picture. She looked cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Even the way she was talking.
Okay, that's the Washington Post. Okay, let's see. Okay, there go Huffington Post. So we're just waiting for it to come up. Y'all got some stuff going on out there in Arizona because it says two women are performing dangerous dental surgery.
It's all
kind of
stay out
in
the streets.
That's all that sand and shit they got out there, fucking their brains
up. That's that goddamn heat out there. Them dust storms.
Shut up. Don't be talking about Arizona. I can't even remember.
That's because
like
they don't know what time zone they're in. They don't know whether they're central, whether they're Pacific. So they just fucked up totally.
No, we never came. I'm not a native, so I can't speak to why these people be acting a fool. But it's mountain standard. It never changes. It's always the same. So I don't know how they don't know where they at. I don't know. So she said, did you get any mod?
I can't get it to show me the Huffington Post.
Okay,
you got the Huffington Post. Well, let me get the transcript
said.
Of the text messages.
Girl, she says, so it says, a Phoenix woman is facing numerous charges after she allegedly sent more than 65,000 text messages to a man after a first date last summer. Many of them contain bizarre threats. So.
Wait, hold on. Raising my hand. They had a date last summer. When did she send these texts? So she sent the text last summer also?
I'm assuming from that period of time up until she got arrested, she sent 65,000 plus texts. So they arrested her on May 8th, right, and charged her with threatening, stalking, harassment, and failure to appear in court. Right.
So let's just say from July,
right.
August, the end of the summer. From then until May, she sent 65,000 texts to this dude.
It said 60,000, yes. Allegedly sent more than 65,000 texts. So
we're talking 66,000.
Or more. 100,000. Who knows?
Close. Or more.
She out here, she got carpal tunnel in her motherfucking hands from texting so much. She got to have it.
Either that or her hands look like motherfucking monkey hands or some shit. She's as strong as a motherfucker.
Okay. So this
game is strong out here in these streets.
Strong. Not strong, but strong.
She giving nigga a hand job from hell. You don't want no hand job from her with hands like that.
No, let me tell you. You don't want her touching you. You don't want her touching you.
Nah.
Yeah.
So,
now, does she have children?
It didn't say. So it said in here that she felt like, I felt like I met my soulmate, and I thought we could just do what everybody else did, and we would get married and everything and be fine. So she met him on a site called Luxy, which is an online dating site for verified millionaires. So he lived in Paradise Valley, and people who live in Paradise Valley have some change, right? They got money. Right, so she met him there, and then she said after she sent him so many texts because she loving him selflessly brought her his information, which I don't. That's a crazy ass statement right there, right? So then she said she told, I guess after he, like, I guess wasn't responding, she said, don't ever try to leave me. I'll kill you. I don't want to be a murderer. And then authorities are saying that she texted, I hope you die. You rotten, filthy Jew.
I'm reading it.
I'm like the new Hitler. Man, this was a genius. Oh, what would I do with your blood? I want to bathe in you. Yeah.
So was this a hate crime? Was this classified as a hate crime?
I think what happens
with this is because it becomes stalking and harassment and threatening. Because even though she said some hateful things as like towards his
religion
and all of that.
And what I know,
right.
Anti-Semitic comments can get you a hate crime. It's like if you call somebody a faggot while you're beating them up, you get a hate crime for that. So I'm wondering is maybe that angle that he was a wealthy person of the Jewish persuasion, did that help?
I don't know. But she said that she sent about as many as 500 text messages a day. And then right. But then, like, every day since last year, but then her efforts to connect with him became extreme last month, right? And then that's when she broke into his house, took a bath in his tub, and then she showed up at his job pretending to be his wife.
That bitch crazy.
Mm. And then she said love is an excessive thing. And did you see on that interview where she was talking about love is like, it's infinity plus this, and it just didn't even make sense. The shit that she was saying was so off the wall. Like, it doesn't mean anything. It keeps going on forever and forever. And she kept saying this and that. And I was looking at her eyes. I was like, that bitch is crazy. You see it in her eyes. She needs some medication. Something wrong with her.
Wow. Yes. And you can look in her eyes and see that she's crazy because it's clearly a mugshot of her. But let's go back to these 500 text messages a day.
Right. I'm looking for my calculator to see how much that breaks down to.
Like, I'm looking.
Yeah.
What's
that per hour?
500 text messages. Oh, God. So, let's see. Oh, yeah. Okay.
So 500 divided by 24 is 20.8. So that's 20.8 per
hour.
Oh, yeah, so you sent that many text messages in an hour.
So basically 21 an hour if you don't sleep. That's if you don't sleep.
But apparently,
if you look at her
picture, she wasn't sleeping.
If you look at her picture, you can tell half of them sleep.
So you said 21 an hour is 60 minutes in an hour. That's one every 3 minutes. That's every 2.8 minutes or some shit like that.
Yo, if my phone went off like that constantly, I would lose it.
I would throw it.
After
1,000 of them, I'd have changed my number.
But one day,
she would have been
one
locked.
Day. She didn't even get the dick. She didn't get nothing. But then again, we don't know that. We don't know if it was a one night thing. But we don't know that for sure because it just said one day. It didn't go into detail. So he could have hit it on the first date. You know what I'm saying? We don't know that. But I'm thinking, okay. Yeah.
Jewish men aren't known for having real, real, real good dick like that.
So maybe he did hit it.
I don't know. I ain't
a millionaire. She thought maybe hit it. Maybe he did hit it because he was, you know, he got, you know, some stuff and good stuff and he had that money. So maybe she just felt free enough to let him hit it. So maybe that's what happened. You know? So maybe she did. Maybe he did. And maybe that's why she went crazy.
I ain't gonna front.
I
remember
know.
When I retired. When I retired, I got a little chunk of change, and I was dealing with this one young lady, and she was crazy. She was crazy. She had, like, famous family, so she used to get, like, a little, you know what I'm saying, inheritance or whatever. Every quarter, she got some paper, and she was crazy over the dick. So I understand to a certain extent how women feel when you get some good dick and you get a little bit of paper. But 500 texts a day is fucking bananas.
Ron,
don't text me that.
He's bathing his blood.
What'd you say?
She told him that she would bathe in his blood.
No, she said she would wear his body parts. I heard that shit. What the fuck are you wearing? When you go skin me and wear me as a scarf or a fucking shawl or some shit, bitch? What the fuck is wrong with you?
You walking around like a native woman with his head on top of yours. What are you doing?
A Hebrew pelt. Is that what she walking with? She walking with a Hebrew pelt?
You know how when they used to skin wolves and bears and they would wear the body on top of them as like if they were a cover? So you have to,
So where is she from?
What girl?
Is she like Native American or is she just European or what is she?
She's from Miami.
She's definitely European.
She's from Florida. Yeah, she's from Florida, and she said that she said something like, well, I'll just go back to my ex-boyfriend if this don't work or something. She said
Huh? What? Was that her that y'all said in the office?
Yeah.
Yes, that was her.
That was her. So you know what's funny? I started to watch that and it froze up. It wouldn't let me even watch it. And I was like, well, I guess I'm not meant to watch it. But I heard that. Yo, that shit was fucked. Yeah, she did look crazy. She looked crazy in the motherfucker.
Yeah. She was like, I just love him and. I just love him so much, and I just want to love him so much, and then she's like, well,
oh,
I love him
and kiss him and love him.
Yeah, like, yeah, that, exactly.
Like Elvira. I want to kiss
Elvira.
Him and hug him and love him and forever and ever.
And never let him go.
What in the world, Elvira?
Yeah, don't do that, honey. Don't. Yeah, she was crazy. She obviously is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. And the thing is that, you know, I just feel like men need to be careful. Like, I mean, everyone needs to be careful, but, like, I watch the Investigation Discovery Channel. I watch Oxygen and Snap. Like, because it's fascinating to me because you don't really hear about women doing these unless it's some big thing. But there are so many women out there that are psycho.
Hold on. You remember the chick that drove cross country with the dude to see him and wore a pamper when she was driving so she wouldn't have to stop to piss and shit?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't remember that.
Oh, that bitch was crazy,
was
too.
So listen, she was an astronaut. So that's why she knew what to do to be on a long distance travel. So what she did was she wore a diaper for like 14 hours. She drove from like Texas to Florida because she wanted to be with this man. And she 14 whole ass hours in a diaper. She did not stop. Did not.
That motherfucker had diaper rash like a bitch, I'm sure.
Diaper rash? What kind of car tank do you got that could drive 14 hours without refueling?
She may have stopped to get gas, but she didn't stop to use the bathroom real quick to get gas, take 2 seconds to get gas, jump back on the road. And she probably got, like, depending on what kind of car she had, you know, so she probably got, if she had decent gas mileage, she could probably get half of that trip, you know what I'm saying, on a full tank. So she probably only had to stop once to get gas.
Yeah, because in my truck, I get pretty good mileage on my truck when I'm on the highway.
You don't get 14 hours,
but I do definitely get six and a half. I can drive from here to Atlanta on a tank of gas. So she
Right, and that's what I'm saying. She, yeah, she, yeah. But That's crazy. I ain't never heard of that. Like, I, oh my God.
Let me see if I can find it. Because that was like 5 or 6 years ago, wasn't it, Ron?
It might have been a little longer than that, but yeah, it was at least 5 years ago, at least. And that
I'm
bitch
sure
was,
she
worked for NASA. The bitch was a fucking smart woman, but she was so smart, she was stupid.
Across country in diaper. It was
but
7 years. Astronaut charged with attempted murder.
Okay, did they have that?
Because
what was
she
their, tried
their to kill the dude when she got there. Okay, so.
Wow.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, so let me ask y'all this. Let me ask y'all this. So with women, y'all do crazy things, and it don't lead to death. But when men stalk women, bitches catch bullets in the head. So which sex do y'all think is worse with it?
I honestly, being killed, I think women are worse, and I think and the reason why is because I be watching them shows like Snapped and. Fatal Attraction, and it's a lot of women that be doing shit, but we don't hear about it. Like, you don't, like, and what's that one woman? It's another, I was watching some show about, on Investigation Discovery, that woman who was in Texas, I think it was, or Florida. She was a serial killer. She was a prostitute, right? And she killed, like, 8 men.
Oh, you talking about the
like,
lady that got the special on Netflix.
The chick
yes,
that, monster.
Yes.
The one they did the movie on, Monster?
Yeah, her. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you rarely hear, unless it's something like that, but you rarely hear about this shit that these women be doing, but because they don't put it out there unless it's something that's super
what
horrific.
Is her name?
Right?
I watched that.
But you remember the sniper? You remember the DC sniper? That dude, John Lee Malvo or whatever? He killed all those people because he was plotting to kill his ex-girlfriend. So this motherfucker went around shooting random people because he was like, if I kill her, they're going
to
know it was me. But if I kill 20 other people and then kill her, they're not going
to
know it was me. Like, nigga, you crazy.
Right. But I think it's women that are worse. Because we are, like, I mean, some of us can, I mean, like, women, we can find out all kind of shit that we want to find out. Like, we investigators. Like, we will dig up everything. Like, we'll find shit about people and do stuff like that because we have that we want to know what's going on. Like, we want to know everything
will go,
that we can possibly know.
A bitch will go through your phone, go through your wallet, go through your fucking car and look for all kind of shit, but a dude will just shoot a bitch.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. That's what makes us, more dangerous.
And
I think that's what makes women.
Nobody else will.
Nobody can. I think that's what makes us more dangerous because we're more. I think women are more calculated when it comes to shit like that. Like we will plot some shit out. Like men will just shoot somebody in the head and just walk away and leave his footprints in the fucking blood and his fingerprints all over the place. Or you know what I'm saying? Like y'all are more like y'all will just flip out and just be like, okay, I'm angry. You know what I'm saying? I'm at my point. I'm going to blow. This is it. Y'all react. Whereas we will sit up and calculate some shit, you know what I'm saying, and plan this shit out perfectly to where nobody will know. You know what I'm saying? Like, until they find out.
Obviously, if you're watching these crazy hoes on ID channels, somebody knew.
No, but I'm saying some of the stuff that it takes for them to find out about these women, like on Snap and shit like that, it takes so much time for them to find out. Like, they'll put somebody else in the mix and be like, okay, like, there was this one where the girl, the lady wanted the insurance money. So she, like, was up in this insurance money, you know what I mean, and she was doing little shit to kill the man, you know what I'm saying? She had somebody come up and shoot him. And the only reason that she got caught is her stupid ass wrote some shit down, which she shouldn't have, you know what I mean? But some of the other ones, like, they go years without nobody catching their asses because they just look at it and say, okay, I'm going to do this. Or they subtle with the shit. You know what I'm saying? That's just like women, like that women, did you hear about, it was a lady who was like a black widow. Like all her fucking husbands died. And she was in the middle of it. Like she was.
Let me say about Blanche. So Blanche is from North Carolina. Blanche is still alive in goddamn prison. So,
mm-hmm.
Mind you. Wait, hold on to Maj. Didn't you wear a Blanche and Dorothy shirt?
Not that Blanche.
I'm just wondering if that's who you look up to.
No. Blanche from the Golden Girls, sometimes I might look up to, but not Blanche Taylor Moore. Honey. So back in the 80s, Blanche Taylor Moore, she had multiple husbands, and every time that she got married, the husband would suspiciously die. Well, come to find out, she was poisoning him. And so when the last husband died, his
family...
poison them, and so the last family, they was like, something is not right. We don't understand why our father passed. So that's why they started looking into her. Well, she went to the dead doggone courthouse, and she was in there thinking she was gonna get off. They gave that heifer first. They gave her she was supposed to die by lethal injection. Well, laws changed, and now she's the oldest woman on death row, and she will not be executed. She will die in prison. So, because in the state of North Carolina, there's only 4 women on death row, and she is number one.
Now, I get you, but all I got to say to Blanche is Ray Caruth and O.J. Simpson.
What? So, listen, Ray. So, you know, we was all around for Ray Ray, and you know, well, that's living in North Carolina, him being a Carolina family.
Just dumb.
And he right across the border in motherfucking Tennessee in the goddamn trunk.
Dumb.
So y'all know he's scheduled to get out
in a trunk
in a couple of years. He's scheduled to get out in a couple of years. If not,
didn't he say he wanted custody of that baby?
Yeah.
No, the grandmother got custody right now.
No.
The grandmother got custody.
Rights or some shit to that baby.
Yeah, I think that's just a money grab because, if I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong. Ray Caruth played a few years in the NFL, and when you play a few years in the NFL, you're eligible for a pension. So once you're eligible for your pension, you get your little $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year, and whatever that is. And he didn't want to pay child support, so that's what he was trying to get custody for because he was like, I don't want to pay child support. But that's some fuckboy shit. But that being said, it's more men out here, in my humble opinion, that be doing crazy shit to women than women be doing crazy shit to men.
We should do a poll because I think what it is that men tend to get caught a lot faster. You know what I'm saying? Like, because you got to think about it. Like, men are y'all tempers in most cases.
So ask the question. What is the question so that we can So that I can post it. What's the question?
Do you think, so the question is, what did you say it how you said it, Ron, because yours was better.
Who do you think is crazy or who stalks somebody or?
Yeah, stalks. Who do you think stalks the most and has a greater,
just for who is worse. Who is worse when it comes to stalking, men or women?
Men or women. Okay. That's a good one. Okay.
Who is the worst?
All right. So I'm on the side of men. Medisa's on the side of women. What about you, Amash?
And see, I knew y'all was going to try to make me the tiebreaker. I will say men. And this is the reason why, because I've been stalked before. And I felt very unsafe to the point of I had to leave my home that I knew and loved and have to move somewhere else in the dead of night.
So,
damn. Yeah. So I'm gonna say men, because it's just so much that they do. From like I can see from dude's point of view with the text messages and shit. I remember one mm-hmm. night, and this is the most scariest night I've had ever experienced in that process. He had called, and I didn't know who it was. So you know, before now, because you know they got spam and all this, and I didn't know who was calling me. So I picked up my cell phone, mm-hmm. and it's the middle of the night, so I'm thinking something's wrong. It could have been one of my friends calling from a number that I didn't know. So I picked up the phone, and he was like, "What are you doing?" And I hung up because I recognized his voice, and I just hung up.
Mm-hmm.
So he called back 30 times in an hour.
Oh, shit.
And he left 23 voicemails.
Yes.
And they ranged from, "Why did you hang up on me?" to, "Bitch, I'm going to get you." You know? So, at that time, I called my, the guy that I like was talking to or whatever, and I was like, "Can you come over?" And he was like, "Wait a minute, why are you crying? Why are you sounding like you're trembling? What's wrong with you?" I was like, "Just come over. I just need you to come over. I don't care if you, you know, go to sleep, or if you sleep in the other room, I don't care. Just come over." Because I'm really scared because dude called. And he was like, mm-hmm. "I'm on my way." So I didn't know if dude was outside of my house at that point. That's why I was like, just get over here. I don't care what you do. Just get your ass over here. And then I thought things had settled down, and it was like homecoming, and you know how we feel about homecoming here. And I'm in the mall with my girls, and because they had came in, and they wanted to go to the mall, and I said, "Yeah, sure, girl, let's go to the mall." And, you know, y'all always hear me talk about the "What's Up, Stranger" text during homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
So, 'cause people want to stay at your house. They don't want to pay for that goddamn hotel. So
mm-hmm.
my phone is blowing up for whatever reason. I was like, "Who the hell is calling me? Like, why are they acting foolish like this?" So I answer it. He was like, "I see you walking in the mall." I said, "Y'all, we got to get out of here."
Oh, hell no.
So it was a very bad, unsafe situation for me. So I think that men do that shit worse. They just, and then that's how I learned that, you know, I will not date a man from the islands ever in life again. Ever. Ever, ever, ever. I don't care what y'all tell me about him. I don't care if he came dangling. Where he from? I don't want nothing to do with that dude. I don't want nothing to do with that man.
Oh, yeah.
So let's see who's coming around these parts.
So maybe the best observation was the men are probably more outward with theirs. You know what I'm saying? But women will, I don't know. I just think that women can be more calculated and cold with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, women are just, because we'll find shit that other people can't find. Like, I don't know.
I think men have that.
Maybe there's more.
I think that men, they'll do it without us knowing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know how, like, Ron, you may be able to attest. Like, they don't. You know how we go looking for shit? Sometimes they do that shit too, but they don't say nothing. Like, we sitting around talking about, it's funny how this bitch is in your phone. Like, we telling all the shit we know, while they may not be telling the shit they know.
They just stack.
I hear that. I'm with you on that. Also, you got to realize that oxygen and channels like that are for women. So they're going to appease women
mm-hmm.
and come from a woman's standpoint.
That's true.
Know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
when you get men show up on the 7 on the 5 o'clock and 11 o'clock news, whereas women show up on
IG.
Know what I'm saying? So men also have a tendency to be more violent than women. So
yeah,
if a woman sees something, Right. What a woman will do is she'll slash your tires. A man ain't slashing your tires, he'll slash you and your man. Know what I'm saying? So it's a little different. You know what I'm saying? A man is more violent than a woman just by nature in most instances. Not in all instances, but in most instances. So when you see a man and he's like, yo, my bitch is cheating on me with another motherfucker, I'm killing both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see a woman and she's like, my man cheating on me with a woman, I'm going to beat that bitch ass. You see what I'm saying?
I see.
There's different extremes to it.
Exactly. And I wouldn't say one is worse than the other. I would just say, well, maybe I would say one is worse than the other because one is more violent than the other. And a man seems to be more violent than a woman. But a woman will do some shit where let me see how I can put this. A man to do something momentarily that's like on a 10. But a woman will do something over a long scale that equals to a 10, if that makes any sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, she'll fuck your credit up.
And maybe,
she'll call the police on you.
Yeah, and maybe that's what it is. Yeah. Like, we more calculated with the stuff that we do. We more methodical with the stuff that we do versus where men are just like, okay, I'm about to kill everybody in this motherfucking house because I don't care. I'm mad at you, so I'm going
to
kill everybody.
Even down to the dog.
Yeah.
Like, I got a daughter mother right now that she would want to kill me if she could put her hands on me. No, you know what I'm saying? But and I'm at the point where I don't want to kill her. But so women, 10 years down the road, they'll still be harboring something. Where a man is like in that moment, he'll do something. But 10 years down the road, he's like, all right, I'm over. But a woman will hold that shit for 10, 15, 20 years. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
I don't know which one is worse, but I know which one is more violent.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing. Like, it seems like maybe the reason why some of the stuff with women seems so, like horrible, you know what I mean, is because we'll hold on to stuff, and we'll just keep letting it build up and build up and build up, and then there's this explosion. Versus with men, it's just like, okay, I'm in the moment. I'm about to snap, crackle, and pop in the moment, and that's that, you know. And I think that's probably where my mindset is, like, you know, to me, it seems more dangerous. I'm more afraid of a person that is harboring some shit and just holding on to shit. You know what I mean? Because it's like you don't never know when it can happen. You know? You understand what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying that if I'm in imminent danger, then I'm be like, oh. But it's like when you think about it, a person that's like just like women will be plotting on your ass to kill you and be fucking you like normal and feeding you and taking care of you like normal. We won't change our routine. We'll play the role and continue to do the same shit that we're doing, you know what I'm saying, and then stab your motherfucking ass in your sleep. Think about that movie. Remember that movie with old girl? What was that back in the 80s? The Burning Bed? Where she set that motherfucker on fire?
I didn't see that.
Like, she was sick. Was it Farrah Fawcett?
I didn't see that.
What about Hand That Rocks the Cradle?
That kind of shit.
I didn't see Hand That Rocks the Cradle, but I did see. I saw Fatal Attraction. I saw that. Fatal Attraction when the lady pulled the bunny.
What about the one with Idris and Beyonce? What was the name for? What was that movie with Idris and Beyonce?
That was
Obsessed.
That was Obsessed.
Like, that chick was plotting. Like, she was doing things. Like, she was paying attention. She knew that his assistant, you know what I'm saying, sent flowers to his wife every whatever day, you know what I'm saying? So she did that shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, all kind of little small things, like, to just add up to one big, you know. In her mind, she was fucked up because she knew that in her mind, he wanted her, you know what I mean? But she was making this to where, and she writing journal entries, like, that kind of shit. Like, we'll put incriminating
information. So what you're saying is,
you know what I'm saying?
So what you're saying is, women will go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and the man will go 1, 10.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no middle ground.
And, like, we will know, seriously, like just think about it. If somebody, like, just think about it. Let's take for instance, and I'm not being insensitive to people who are in domestic violence situations, because that's a horrible thing. I cannot imagine being in a situation where someone is putting their hands on me and I feel fearful of them. But even think about it, and I know that that is justifiable in the sense that a person, you know, feels like, okay, you've been doing all this stuff to me, and I'm letting it build up, and I'm going to fuck you up. I'm going to slit your throat when you sleep. That's what I'm saying. Like, we'll sit there, and a motherfucker can be doing us wrong, can be doing dirty, and we'll just keep right along. We'll just do our normal. We'll get up and we'll take our asses to work. We'll drop our kids off at school, at the daycare, do what we need to do, come home, cook dinner, you know what I'm saying, wash clothes. Do everything that we need to do, and this motherfucker say one thing, and that be that one thing that was enough. That was a straw that broke the camel's back, because I've been putting up with your shit for this long, right? For this long, I've been putting up for your shit. And every time I turn around, there's something else, and there's another situation, or I see something in the beginning in you that I don't like, and I don't know how to get rid of you, so I'm going to just be like, okay, I found somebody else, but I don't know how to get rid of you, or you ain't going to let me go. So I'm sitting up here, and I'm plotting. And I'm like, okay, I know how you do things. So I'm going to set things up, whether it be I call the insurance company and up your life insurance policy so I can get a bigger payout on your ass. I'm just saying, like, women, to me, are more calculating when it comes to things. Like, and I personally, I feel like a person that can smile in your face and be plotting your fucking demise and your behind your back is more dangerous than a person that can just stab. I'd rather you just fucking stab me. Stab me out front. Let me know you ain't shit and stab me. But don't stab me in my back, because that's what I'm saying. You stab me in my back, you worse than a person. You know what I'm saying? That's got the knife in front of my face. Because you're capable of anything. And there's no limit to what you will do at that point. And I think that's the biggest difference between men and women, is that men are just like I said, they're boom, pop. Like you said, 1 to 10. It ain't no in between. We gonna stack those chips. And we'll get it to the point where I have heard stories of women who have killed their husbands because of the bullshit, but they've been plotting it and made it look like it was an accident. Like, think about the lady like she was just talking about, Blanche. She was fucking killing every husband that she had. You know how? They would get sick. She was giving them arsenic. And that shit is virtually undetectable. You can't detect it in certain situations. You can't detect it. If they don't know what they're looking for, they're not even gonna think about that shit. Think about, there's another woman I heard about that was fucking feeding her man antifreeze. Like, he was in the hospital dying, or he was sick, and she was plotting to kill him off. And she was giving him antifreeze. She was making him food, bringing it to fucking hospital to feed him, but it had antifreeze in it. But if you don't know to look for those things, if the doctors don't know.
There was another lady here in North Carolina. Why all the crazy bitches live here? I don't know. But anyway,
That made me wonder about you, Amar.
I ain't got that type of goddamn time.
It's too much. I feel you.
I ain't got really time to sleep. I ain't got time to start with nobody. She worked for a pharmaceutical company, and her husband Jesse had just moved into this nice neighborhood, and she was messing with a guy at the pharmaceutical company, and the husband got sick. And
Don't you work in a pharmacy?
Ron,
too?
You stupid as fuck. You stupid. I hate him.
I'm saying you work for a pharmaceutical company. You're not talking about yourself.
No, I ain't never been married. So, no, I can't be talking about myself. And I just started working for the pharmacy in February. This happened back in, like, 2003, 2004. But anyway, she was taking the stuff from the pharmacy, from the pharmaceutical company, and when her husband was in the hospital, she was injecting stuff into his IV to make him. Why is he getting sicker? He's supposed to be getting better as we're giving him the medication to help him, but he kept getting sicker and sicker and sicker, and he finally drifted into a coma. And they was like, they couldn't figure it out. Well, come to find out, she was bringing the stuff that she was killing him with before, and she was injecting it into his IV in the hospital.
I remember that. I heard something like that. Yeah, I remember something like that. That's crazy. Just think about how much time and effort that kind of shit takes. Think about,
I
that's why I hate women. That's,
I ain't got,
That's what I'm saying. Like, it takes, like, you have to be a, just, you, that takes a whole level of patience. And like, even with people, like, oh, girl, when she was putting arsenic in their, you know, it's women who have been documented, right, that were killing their babies. Like, it was another lady. I don't know if y'all ever heard of her. I don't remember her name. But she had, like, 10 babies, and all her babies died. Like, there was, they all died, and they all kept saying it was sudden infant death syndrome. But she was fucked up in the head. She had that Munchausen by proxy shit going on, right? So that was her issue. But my thing is that to think
Munchausen by proxy? Wait a minute. Why do you know that name like that off the tip of your tongue?
Like,
because
I have fun. Like, that's something you say every day.
No, y'all, okay, y'all don't understand. Like, y'all don't understand. Yeah, listen.
That ain't the flu, nigga. That ain't cancer. That ain't something
you're
supposed to know on the tip of your
tongue.
Munchausen by proxy.
Nigga, you
crazy.
I used to work in the medical field.
No, I'm not.
She's working.
Y'all have to understand. I come from the medical field. I used to work in the medical field. I have taken psychology, abnormal psychology. I have all of that. Like, I was in my bachelor's of science was my concentration for med school was in psychology. So y'all know I got this knowledge, right? So that's the only reason why. But it's
sure
it's
that's the only reason, right?
That is the only reason why. Like, I could probably diagnose a whole lot of motherfuckers with some shit. But I'm just saying,
Imaj,
like,
hold on. Remember where you at, Medisa? Imaj, the fact that you remember that name, doesn't that sound a little crazy?
Like, that's a long ass word.
Y'all petty. No. I watch all kind of documentaries on shit like this because I think it's fascinating, especially for women. Like, I really feel like it's really fascinating to see these women that do these things, because I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I don't understand it. But then again, it's like, okay, there's chances are if there's a, like, with this particular disorder, right, the woman has, she likes to get sympathy for her child being sick. It makes her, there's something about it that makes her feel some kind of way, right? So her child, that's why she injects things and does things to the child to make the child sick. Like, these are women that will run. And I had a patient one time when I worked at the children's hospital. I had a patient who had this, and we suspected that this is exactly what it was, because this baby was literally like a couple of months old, but she, every time you turn around, there was something wrong with this baby. So they would do all these fucking tests and all this other bullshit to try to figure out what was wrong with this baby. But the mother was getting some type of weird ass satisfaction and sympathy because people were, you know, sending flowers and balloons and get well soon, because she felt like that was something that needed to happen. But they ended up finding out there was nothing actually wrong with this baby. This bitch was just cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, and she had this issue. So I've seen it firsthand, like, how these women do this stuff. You know what I mean? So that's why I say women, that's why my issue is, like, women, I think, are just, to me, more dangerous in the sense that, you know, women will do some shit. I won't say we will, because I'm not in that category. Let me just put myself out of that category.
But
women,
you're a woman, though. But you're a woman.
But I'm a woman, but I'm not that type of woman. You understand what I'm saying? Like,
no.
It's to me, and I'm even interested. Like, y'all just have to understand. Like, I watch all kind of shit, all kind of documentaries, and I see all kind of shit.
You like my mama? I don't think y'all need to be sitting around watching all that. Because first of all, that the more you watch that shit, the more I think sometimes people are crazy, because they're giving you ideas of shit to do. Like,
no.
I don't watch it.
I would never. This is the thing. I don't need this. Let me just keep it all the way 100, okay? And I'm not trying to be crazy. Let me put this out here. I'm not crazy.
When a motherfucker say no disrespect, they mean disrespectful shit. When a motherfucker say I ain't trying to be crazy, they about to say some crazy shit.
Let me tell you a story. My ex, I used to watch, because I love watching Investigation Discovery, and I watch Deadly Women, because it's fascinating to me to see this shit. You got women back in the 1800s doing shit, like crazy shit. You'd be like, oh my God, people were doing this back in the day? So he came home one time, and I was watching this Investigation Discovery, Deadly Women. And he was like, it was this lady, and she did something to her man. He was like, you trying to plot how to kill me with a baseball bat? And I told him, I said, listen, sir. I said, let me tell you something, okay? I said, I have an extensive knowledge of anatomy and physiology. If I wanted to kill your motherfucking ass, I would not need a baseball bat to kill you. I know how to kill you without even knowing how to kill you because I know the body. No, I'm just saying, if I wanted to kill you, I could kill you. And
crazy, deranged.
No, I'm just saying, what I'm saying is I know the body well enough, and I know how the body functions, because people who are in the medical field or have been in the medical field, they have extensive knowledge of the body. They know physiology. They know anatomy. They know what's where and what's not where and how this works and how that works, right? I'm a smart cookie, right? You get it? And my thing is, I don't need to watch these kind of shows if I wanted to do something to somebody, because I know the body well enough to where I could do something and nobody would even know I fucking did it to hurt somebody. So I don't have to watch that. That's my point. But I'm not that person. I'm not that person. I don't have to be that person. But I'm saying if I wanted to be that person, I would know how to do this some shit and get away with it and nobody would ever know.
That's so what you're saying is you don't watch them for educational purposes. You watch them for entertainment purposes, which
it's not
is even
it's,
fucking crazier.
It's, no, it's not entertainment. It's just like it's fascinating. It's like, wow.
Okay,
it's like, it's just like a person. No, it's just like, wow, I can't believe that they're so. Because my thing is when you hear on the news, right, most of the time all the things you hear about is men doing this, men doing that, men doing this, men doing that. You rarely hear about women that do these things, but there is a segment of the population of women who do this fucked up shit that don't nobody know about. And I watch Snatch and Investigation Discovery and Deadly Women because I think that shit's crazy. I'd be like, wow. Or like this show that comes on TV One, Fatal Attraction or For My Man, like that kind of shit. You know, and part of it is, too, just to make sure that you pay attention to the shit that people do. Because some people
but
do
also
some
realize
weird shit.
It's
like,
more women in this country than it is men. Know what I'm saying? So no matter what no matter what product you sell, whether it's a TV show, whether it's toilet paper, whether it's fucking condoms, you want to put that demographic that's more populous, you know what I'm saying, and you want to reach them. So you go reach out for women more than you reach out for women, for men. So when you hear about all these shows, they're reaching out for a certain demographic because there's more women that's it's more eyes of women than it is eyes of men. So that's why they put that out there. Now, when it comes to men, when it comes to the news, that's more of a cultural thing. And the culture is dominated by men. You know what I'm saying? So they go put that on there.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, they go, you know what I'm saying? If you're looking to sell something, you want to sell it to women, no matter what the product is. You know what I'm saying? So they're selling it to women. So that's why they're putting that out there, you know what I'm saying, as a TV show. They're not going to have a TV show, especially in the Me Too movement. They're not going to have a TV show of men killing women. That's not going to make no money. It's going to get picketed, boycotted, you know what I'm saying, all that shit. But when you have one of women killing men.
It ain't going to last one season.
Not one. It's going to last three episodes. You know what I'm saying? So that being said, I get why they do what they do, but I don't know, man. I could go in history and tell you about men who have killed women because they was cheating and all that. And I think, I could be wrong, but I think if it's not even, then men got the advantage, even though it's less men on the planet than it is. Like, even if you look at other countries, you know what I'm saying? A man will kill his wife for cheating, but he'll get off. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't hear women killing their husbands for cheating, but you hear men killing their wives for cheating. So, I mean, I get it, but men is just more violent with their shit. Women is more calculating with their shit. So, depending on how you judge it, I can see how you come
it
on a different side. But
it could be a balanced situation in that point, too. Because, yeah, they're more calculated, and they're going to do these things, but also, you know, a man walks in his house and he sees his wife sitting on another man's dick. So, like, yeah, shoot that bitch. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not a thought
right.
process.
Have y'all seen?
Well, a woman may have a thought process.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Have we seen?
It's a show on Netflix.
Have we seen?
It's a movie on Netflix. It's a movie on Netflix. I haven't seen. I don't remember the name of it, but it might be like Adultery or something. Like, it's one of those Netflix movies. So
you're talking about it's a movie called Adulterer. Yeah.
Yeah. In Louisiana, he comes home and he like holds the dude hostage and he like makes like so he comes home and finds his wife on their anniversary, right? Like
messing with a black man.
A black man.
Black man,
right? So he holds them hostage. I didn't watch all of it, but the part I've seen is that he holds them hostage. He has a gun. He makes her like suck his dick. He makes them do all the stuff that they would do when he wasn't there. And that shit was crazy. I didn't see the end of it, so I don't know if like he killed them all or whatever, but when you said that, it made me think about that movie and how he walked in on them and was like, he had them at gunpoint.
I'm trying to find the lady's name that y'all were talking about before that was a serial killer. Because I remember watching her documentary. I watched it and I was like, wait a minute, they gave her two documentaries on Netflix. What was her name?
And the reason why I saw it on Investigation Discovery last weekend, I think it was. Because I know that's
why you
I
laughing.
Do.
Why you laughing? What's so funny?
because I know y'all gonna call me crazy because I'll be watching it.
She's just like my mama. She's just like my mama. But tell y'all this. This is how I know you just like my mama. Because I can go to my mama's house right now, and I can tell you that's what she's watching. Investigation Discovery.
And she probably.
If
and
I
you know
to,
why? And the thing
and
is,
if I go to her
wait
house.
Wait some new cereal.
And then. So listen. So if I. Let's say I go down to my mama's house and my mama ain't there, right? When I get there. And I'm sitting in the living room and I'm watching TV. She's going to come in and she's going to ask me, why did you change my channel? Because what she can do is, whenever she turns it on from, she can rewind it back to the beginning. What, lady? Every Sunday when I go down there, I'm like, what are you watching? You know what I'm watching. Why are you in here watching Sunday?
They got a marathon. Because
your mama crazy.
Her name is Eileen Warnos.
Yes, I remember her.
Yeah,
and
I remember
she
Eileen.
Like
I watched
men?
The documentary. Yeah, she killed a lot of men. Eileen didn't care.
She told you
I killed them.
Mm-hmm. But wasn't she killing them because she was trying to get something for her? Didn't she have like a girlfriend or some shit too? Because in the movie, didn't who play her girlfriend? Hold on,
I'm trying to think of who she was.
Oh,
Charlize Theron played her.
Yeah, and then Christina Ricci, I think, plays her girlfriend. And that was the girl who played Wednesday. Play Wednesday in the Addams Family, the little the black haired girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, her. Okay.
All right, so let me ask y'all this.
Mm-hmm.
Have
mm-hmm.
y'all two ever been to the point where you ever wanted to do something to a dude as far as, not as far as retribution, like he did something to you and now you want to do something to him, or he did something to your children and you want to do something to him, but as far as, like, this motherfucker cheating on me, so now I want to do something to him. Have you ever done that?
Do something to him like what? Do something to him like
yeah.
what?
Yeah, that depends on what
I don't give
say.
A fuck what it is. I don't give a fuck what it is. Have you ever wanted to do something to him?
I'm trying to understand because he cheated on me, and then I started fucking the dude I was fucking before him. Is that what you mean?
Oh, okay. So you wanted to do something. You just chose to cheat on him because he cheated on you. Why not just leave him?
But I could. It was complicated at the time, but the thing was, he wouldn't own up to his cheating. He wouldn't own up
to
his
cheating, you wouldn't have cheated?
Probably not. I would have probably just left. But since you're not going to own up to it, I'm just going to go out here. I'm just going out here and gallop in these streets and go back to that pen I had prior to you.
You stupid. I can't. She said gallop in these streets and go back to that pen I had prior
to you. And so, and he knew, like, because it was funny because the pen before him knew about him. He was like, you still with that nigga? Yeah, don't you worry about it. Oh, you heard that. He was like, yeah, that's why I fucking need to wear that. I'm like, oh, hey, I know. Hey, go ahead. Keep on doing that.
You got to punish me.
What about you,
Adisa? I can honestly say that I have never. Like, I have been in a confrontation with a person where they've made me want to do something because they was lying to me, and I knew that they were lying to me. And we were in, like, I wanted to, like, I tried to, like, physically harm this person because I'm like, you're lying. But I've never, like, sat back and plotted and said, oh, I want to do something to this person because they've done something to me. But I can't stand, what I can't stand is for a person to stand in my face and fucking lie to me. Like, if I have all the proof, right, you cheating, I know you cheating, I got the bitch on the phone that you cheating with, right, and she's telling me, and she's telling me everything. I got text messages. I got
she lying.
Right.
She lied.
Wait, hold on. Raising my hand. How'd you get this information?
Let me tell you. Okay, this is how dumb y'all men is sometimes. Because y'all be some of
Why this can't be him? Why that be all of us?
I said some of y'all are stupid. So what happened was this particular time, right, I was with my ex-fiance, and I had his vehicle. So in his vehicle, I found a wrapper of a condom. So I knew that, first of all, I have a latex allergy, so I can't use latex condoms. And we didn't use condoms because we were supposed to be exclusive, right? So I found a wrapper, right? And I'm like, okay, so I know you fucking somebody because it's an open wrapper. It's empty. You fucked somebody.
Not necessarily. He could have gave his car to one of his boys. His boys is fucking one of his
boys. That's bullshit. No, not in your car. That's not going to happen. So what happened I went home. Okay, maybe, but highly unlikely. So I went home, right? And so what I did is he was gone. He was out. He had the kids. He was gone. And I was like, I need to figure out who the fuck this nigga been talking to. So I called him. So what I did is our phones now – at the time, we were engaged to be married. We were working on our date, whatever. So I was like, okay, well, I asked him if he would get on my phone plan because I figured it would be cheaper for us to be on a family plan than to have him be on an individual plan. But he was always, like, sketchy about it. So I knew he was coming up with that motherfucking phone. So what I did is I went on Verizon.com. I set him up an online motherfucking account, right? They were going to send a message to him to verify the account. I text him and say, hey, babe, I'm setting up an online profile for you so you can check your bill online, do this, that, and the other. I need you to send me that password they sent you. This motherfucker sends me the password, so I put the little thing in. I have all his motherfucking phone records, every phone call, every motherfucking text message. So I start paying attention, and there were these multiple numbers that he kept talking to over and over again, over and over again, over and over again. All right. One particular phone number was really sticking out. I knew one of the phone numbers because it was one of the chicks. I knew who the chick was because I knew the phone number. The second number was somebody that I never had seen, and the third number was somebody that I never had seen.
Wait, hold on. Wait. You know where you at in the story. Let's pause for a second. How you knew that bitch phone number?
Oh, that's how I was good with phone numbers, too. I can remember a phone number quicker than anything.
I knew the girl's phone number Let's just put it like this. Me and this particular person, I was in a position where I could know all that stuff. No. We weren't friends, but I was in a position to where I could know all that stuff because let's just say I was the caregiver at this establishment for this person's children. So I had all the information in my database. So I just checked records because the phone number looked familiar. And I checked records, and I matched the phone number with this person. And I said, okay, that's her. So I know who she is. The other two phone numbers I didn't know. Okay, so what I did, one of the phone numbers that I saw frequently. I called the chick. I was like, hey, you know, I just want to know, blah, 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 blah. My name is Medisa. Do you know
blah, blah, blah. What did you want to know?
My name is Medisa. I am his fiance.
Imaj, you hear that bullshit? She said blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. We need to know.
I'm communicating. Listen, I want to know, you know, because I see that you have been contacting my fiance a lot, and I'm just trying to find out what's the nature of your relationship. So she's like, I don't know who that person is. The bitch was lying because she got defensive. I knew she did. But you knew because you're not going to have his phone number. You not know. So the second person I called, I was like, hi. I was nice. I was like, my name is Medisa. I am such and such's fiance. You know, I see that you've been communicating with him. I see several text messages early in the morning. I see picture messages because, you know, on the thing, it'll say multimedia message, meaning a picture, right? So I'm like, I just need to find out. I was like, listen, you know, we have, you know, I have two children. He has two children. So between us, you know what I'm saying, there's four children. We're getting married, blah, blah, blah. I just need to know what's the nature of your relationship. She's like, oh, you know, he's just cool with my brother, and I've been knowing him since high school, and we just cool. We just buddies, you know what I'm saying? We just kick it, you know, with my brother. He talks with my brother. So I was like, okay, so there's nothing going on or anything like that with you all. And I said, I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I said, I'm coming to you as a woman because I just want to know, because if it were you, I'm sure if you were about to marry somebody, you need to know if this person is being shady. So she's like, oh, yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's cool. Everything's all good. You know what I'm saying? She's like, I'm not tripping. She's like, I understand, blah, 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 this and the other. So she hangs up. I hang up with her. I was like, well, thank you for your time. I appreciate it. So she hangs up. And about 15 minutes later, she calls me back. And she's like, listen, she was like, this is, I think her name was like Tina or something. She's like, I just, you know, I called you back. She was like, because you are a really nice lady. She was like, you didn't come to me disrespectful. You wasn't, you know, you wasn't cussing and carrying on. You was being, you just were asking questions. And if it were me, I would want somebody to tell me. So basically she proceeded to tell me that her and my fiance had been fucking for several months. She did know him from high school and through her brother, but they were fucking.
Raising my hand.
Mm-hmm.
Now that bitch need her ass whooped. And here's the reason why. You were so goddamn nice to her. Why she sit there and tell that goddamn lie?
I know.
All of you.
And
then she felt bad. She piled back. Bitch, what you call me back? So now you a liar, bitch. Now you want me to show out.
So I was like, and I said that to her. I was like, you know what? I said, I have to be real with you. I appreciate you telling me this, but why are you calling me back to tell me when you could have just told me we was on the phone? And she was like, I know, but I promise you I'm not lying. Then she proceeded to say, we actually live two doors down from each other in the apartment building.
Oh, shit.
And I come home. He's at the time, this is how I knew she wasn't lying. She said, I know he just got laid off of his job, so he be home. I come home from my lunch break, and we be sleeping, we be fucking while I'm on lunch break. That's what I do. I come home and fuck him on my lunch break. We just fucked the other day, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay. And now everything that matched, like the correlation between the time, the text messages, she's like, I be sending messages, this, that, the other. Everything matched up. So I was like, okay. I said, well, you know, I will admit that, you know, I feel that it's kind of suspect that you calling me back, but I appreciate the information. I was like, because I know something's up. And I was like, okay, he's here to come. He'll be here in about 15, 20 minutes. Is it okay if I call you back? She's like, yeah, that's fine. So he gets there. I told the kid, you know, he comes in with all the kids. I said, Tip, I told the kids, go in the room and don't bring y'all motherfucking asses out until I tell y'all to. They're like, what about food? I said, you eat when I tell you you're going to eat. Because I was pissed at this point. Go on in the room and watch TV and play the video game.
That sounds like a crazy person.
No, his two and my two. I was like, go in the room. Because I knew that I was going to, they had to go. So I was like, okay. I asked him. And my best friend came because at the time I was like, I need somebody to be here with me because I just need someone else here with me. So I go, I need to ask you a question. I need you to be honest with me. I said, listen, I'm not going to get upset. I just need you to tell me the truth. And if you tell me the truth, it's not going to be an issue. You know what I'm saying? But I need to know. And I was like, have you been sleeping? Have you been cheating on me? No, why would you say that? I love you. You about to be my wife. Like, blah, 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 blah. You're the best thing that ever happened to me. Blah, blah, blah. I said, okay, I'm going to ask you this one more time. Have you been cheating?
No, I why would I cheat? I don't have a reason to cheat. Like, you good to me. You take care of me. You take care of my kids. You do this. You do that. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. My friend's like, okay, you need to be, are you telling the truth? And he's like, man, I don't have no reason to lie. I said, okay. So I picked up my phone. I called the girl back. I was like, hey, this is Medisa. So such and such is here. So he's saying that you guys don't have any type of relationship. And he hasn't been cheating. So she's like, oh, for real? Like, that's how we doing it? Like, you know that we've been messing around. You was just at my house the other night. Like, you was just sleeping. We was just sleeping together, blah, 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 blah. So she's spilling all the beans. I'm like, oh, really? And I'm like, yeah. So mind you, on that Saturday, we had went out, and because my friend kept the kids, we had went out. And then we came back, and he stayed at my house the whole night. That morning, he left my house about 6 o'clock in that morning, so we had to go to church. So it was crazy. We had to go to church. And so she was like, you was just at my house on Sunday morning at 8 o'clock. So this nasty nigga left me and laid up with this.
Wait a minute, you ain't going to let me introduce you on the line. You're going to start talking. Dre's on the line, y'all.
Dre. Hold us down, Dre.
So,
first of all,
basically,
I didn't hit
to make
one.
A long story short. Huh?
Barbara.
What you know?
Hit Shirley.
You stupid.
If you know this or not, but you've been sleeping with my man. Now I'm coming to you, woman to woman.
I hate you.
Woman to
so
woman.
Basically, so he lied. And at that point, so this is what happened. I was like, okay, well, if she's lying, so he can say it was him and her going back and forth. She was like, he's lying. She was like, he was like, she's lying. She was like, he's lying. I said, you know what? Fuck both of y'all, because y'all both of y'all probably lying. So I was like, okay,
hey,
well, thank you for your information.
I have one question, though.
I don't need to talk to you. What?
I got a question. Is her boo bigger than yours?
No, absolutely not.
Oh,
she was ugly.
He's a dumbass.
You stupid.
He's a dumbass.
Her
boo wasn't bigger than yours.
He's
stupid.
You're stupid. She was ugly.
Dre, let me ask you a question. This is the $64,000 question. When it comes to, like, the repercussions of cheating, who's worse, men or women?
What you mean, like, who does the most pettiest shit or who try to do some...
It wasn't cheating, it was stalking. It's the word
stalking. Both. Both of those.
Stalking.
Oh, well,
like, who does the pettiest shit in
female. Female.
He's on my team.
Because for one, I don't know no man is gonna take the time to get one of his homeboys to stalk a fucking woman.
We plot.
Yeah, but see, that was before Facebook, though. He hired somebody to kill that bitch. That was stupid. I mean, I didn't mean to call her a bitch. I'm sorry, y'all listening, Charlotte. But women will sit there. First of all, they like fucking FBI agents. They should be damn FBI and DA. It should be all fucking women because they figured out every fucking thing. If a woman would have been on the case, they'd have found Saddam years ago. But anyway, them motherfuckers would sit there. And they would be like, I'm gonna do the whole scenario. Ring, ring, ring. Hello? Best friend. This motherfucker got a new girl. I need you to go on his Facebook page and look at her. Bitch. I'm on it. They'll go sit there.
Travel
go to their dude's page. If they're not friends with the dude already, they will friend request him. And then this dumb nigga be like, oh, shit, her friend sent me a Facebook request. He ain't thinking that the bitch is on there snooping. He thinking, oh, she might want to give me the pussy because he probably been looking at her the whole damn time. So this dumbass will sit there and take the damn friend request and then sit there and let her, he won't slide in her DMs just yet. He'll sit there and play the role. By the whole time, he's sitting there trying to be slick. This bitch done went to there and got his social security number, the damn girl's height, her damn hairstylist. her damn parents.
We didn't know where she worked at.
Stylist, all that shit. They didn't do this shit in a matter of 15 minutes.
Yep.
And the whole time, we sitting there like, okay, in a minute now, she's going to jump in my inbox. Then, best friend, she's so petty, she'll jump in the inbox just to see if the nigga going to say something to her. So, she's like, hey, how you doing? She's like, hey, how you doing? He be like, yo, what's up? We're going to be trying to be all smooth and shit. Then, this dumb motherfucker not thinking, he would be like, you know what? Shoot, I had my eye on you anyway. I should have tried to holler at you anyway. Then, while he's sitting there getting his Mac on, this bitch done took about 20 damn screenshots. She done took the screenshots. Then, now, hopefully, she got screenshots of your dumb ass sitting there talking to her best friend. She going to send her the damn screenshots. Exactly. So, you done got busted 4 times in a matter of damn 24 seconds, and then he fucking knows.
All right,
the young dudes don't understand that shit. That's why I was like, no, because, like, I remember all my exes, they'll tell you real quick, I don't accept friend requests from their friends. Nope. Mm-mm. And then my page
don't
is damn private.
Don't forget the fake profile. The fake profile.
They'll get you with that shit too. Because two of my exes did that shit. They created fake profile pages of some bad chick. Then these motherfuckers are inbox. He's talking about, hey, how you doing? Whatever. You try to get you to talk to him, and then you sit there and you talk to him like something dumb. But my smart ass, while they sitting there sending me damn, hey, how you doing? What I do, I go to that page. If you ain't got at least 40 friends that I'm friends with, I'm not saying a word. Because I'm not stupid.
All right,
I know
so me and Amaz is on the side of men, and Dre and Medisa is on the side of women. So we need Taylor to break this up.
They stalk too, but they don't do it. Men are stupid. They don't do it the way women do. Because,
you'll find out more.
You know what they do. They knocking on the door.
Yeah, we can use the
can
post.
Can we use the post as a tiebreaker?
That's a good idea.
Okay.
They knocking on their door. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. This motherfucker knocking on the door.
Another tidbit of information for you. If you ever want to make sure that somebody is, like, if somebody sends you, like, a friend request or they have a photo and you think the photo is suspect, you can always take the photo, and you can take the photo, and you can go into reverse photo lookup on Google and drop the photo in there, and it'll tell you the source of the photo where it came from.
Exactly.
So if the photo is a fake,
I had to do it on Twitter.
Yeah. And I'll be watching.
All right, first of all, hold on. The fact that y'all have both done that says that both of y'all is just as crazy as your motherfucking stalkers.
I got a lot of dudes that be hating on my fucking page, yo.
The only reason why I've ever used that option is because me and my homegirl were looking for a pair of shoes. And she was like, hey, I don't know where these – she said, I've seen these shoes before. I don't know what the website is. Hey, let's figure it out this way by using the reverse picture on Google, and we were able to find the shoe. I ain't never done that with no picture of no person.
Everybody that I meet, I put them up. I Google them and I put them in Been Verified. And because I want to know who the fuck you are. Like, you can tell me anything. I need to know that you're the person that you say you are. Because motherfuckers is out here catfishing people and doing all kind of bullshit.
They hacking your fucking pages too. You accept a friend request for some people, and then you
and
accept it, and then same thing, you know, you blocked out of your own goddamn page, and they on your page.
Yeah, exactly. So you got to be.
Then your mom was sitting there talking about baby.
Why are you sending me pornography in the inbox?
So, Amaz, what do the answers on the post say?
Okay, so there's only been two comments. Both guys said women.
Oh, fuck them.
Yeah, they the best. I'm just saying they the best one because men do it stupid. If a man's talking to a woman,
exactly,
he ain't gonna do it. He ain't gonna do it online. That motherfucker gonna come to the door. He gonna knock on the door.
See, but that's what I'm saying. It ain't about stalking. It's about what's worse. So I've never heard of a woman shooting a man in the head because he was cheating. But I've heard of women shooting men in the head. I mean, I've heard of men shooting women in the head just because she was, you know what I'm saying, she ain't cooked the right dish. You know what I'm saying? So,
you know what?
This, you see this,
it's
the
women that do that.
That woman
she'll hire somebody
else
to do it.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say. You see the clip of that woman? She caught her husband in the tub, in a hot tub in the jacuzzi with another dude. It was on Worldstar, and he had a damn radio or something set up by the damn thing. She dumped the damn radio in that motherfucker, fried both heads.
See, but that don't count, though. That's some gay shit. We ain't talking about gay shit. We talking about regular man or woman fucking.
Don't it don't count.
Nah, gay people don't count right now in this conversation.
But the principle is that
a man will sit there. He'll sit there outside the girl's house and shit, and he knocking on the door at 3 o'clock in the morning, talking about I just want to see my kids.
Nigga,
OJ went to the fucking door and seen that Nicole Brown Simpson was fucking Ronald Goldman, and then both of them end up dead. I'm not saying he did it.
I don't believe he did it, and I don't think he went to. See, the thing is about Nicole. They swept this part up under the damn rug, man. You gotta if you look at the real shit, if you remember what happened before she died, her.
Nigga, how you got up under the rug to see this shit? How you got up under the rug?
Hey, you remember back in the day, and Donald Trump said this shit too before he even became president because he used to fuck with him too. Nicole and the Kardashian mama, they was known as the fucking party girls. All they would do was get high and just fuck them random motherfuckers. So that nigga OJ already knew she was a hoe from the
All right, so let me get this straight. Now all of a sudden, you're using what Donald Trump say is fact. That's what you're doing right now? You using Donald Trump as your fucking thought?
But see, it ain't just Trump. It was a bunch of them. They were the party girls. Because they were out there in Vegas. That's all they did was fucking party. And he knew that bitch was cheating on him the whole time. So my thing is this.
Imaj, do you party a lot? Imaj, do you party a lot?
I go out from time to time.
Right, but that don't mean you fucking everybody you go out and party with, right?
Well, according to them rich motherfuckers, they were fucking everybody. And according to the Kardashians, the way that little damn bloodline is going, what they doing? Fucking everybody.
Fucking everybody.
But just because you party don't mean you fucking everybody. So I'm saying partying is one thing. Fucking is something totally different. Just because you go out and party. Now, I'm not saying that.
No,
what he's saying is they was young. They was young and wild. That's all they were doing. They were drinking. They were drinking and fucking and doing drugs. And OJ knew that shit. And so what I'm thinking, this is the part that trips me out. How did everybody not realize? Nobody never brought this shit up. How we know Ronald Goldman went down cheating on his wife and that bitch came through there and stabbed him up? Or his girlfriend.
Ronald Goldman wasn't married.
But he wasn't married. Girlfriend. He could have had a crazy girlfriend, though, that he was doing dirt on. And she could have came through that motherfucker and murdered everybody, too. They never checked.
All right, so now you're making up shit.
They went straight to OJ, man.
Right.
I'm just
now saying. He's making up shit. He like, well, what if Tinkerbell would have fucked Peter Pan?
Okay,
he making up shit
okay,
now.
Okay, check this out then. What if, because you don't want to believe that Goldman could have had a crazy girlfriend. What if Nicole was fucking with another nigga or another dude besides OJ, and he got there and killed the bitch before then OJ and then got there, and his ass was flanked?
All right. Now, if you go that way, that's still a man going crazy. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying men be killing bitches. Right. So, all right. And I'm not saying I'm 100% right. I could be wrong. My point is that when men find out that women did something dirty, they go to kill a bitch. When women find out that men did something dirty, they start plotting on how to fuck up his credit on how to, you know what I'm saying, make his mama stick pussy thing. All kind of dumb shit to, women be trying to
but
do.
But we were.
I had to damn shoot the chick one time.
But
women
will systematically destroy your fucking life. Women will systematically destroy your fucking life. And that,
you're
and
right.
Is,
yeah, and
in some
like
cases,
key, like
it's
shit.
Worse to
like
live
to
with a fucked up
like
life.
Too.
Like we will put your business. Like we will fuck your whole entire life up so that you will wish
you're
you were
right.
dead.
And I'm not saying that that's wrong.
Worse.
Women will fuck your life up, but men will take your life.
Yeah, I see where you're going with that. I see where you're going with that.
I get it.
You ain't gonna be
no,
here.
I'd rather have a fucked up life than no life at all. No,
yeah,
I'd rather be
okay.
fucked up, everybody looking at me wrong, than be dead.
I know that's
that,
right.
I mean, that's just
so,
me.
So, Medusa, you don't like using
yeah.
rubbers?
I what?
You don't like using rubbers. You can't use rubbers.
Wait a minute. How did we get back here?
Oh, yeah.
This nigga went back
45
minutes in the show on some bullshit. He said, yo,